layer, which is water.
Zatim je došao do drugog omotača.
And in it he saw a beautiful fish sporting, a golden fish. It was matsya.
U njemu je vidio jednu prekrasnu zlatnu ribu koja se igrala, to je bila matsya.
Who was being worshipped?
I koga su obožavali?
Then came fire.
Potom je došao do vatre.
Where Suryadev was worshipped.
Gdje su obožavali Suryadeva.
Then came air.
Zatim je došao do motača od zraka.
Where Aniruddha was worshipped.
Gdje su obožavali Anirudu.
Then ether.
Zatim je došao do etera.
Where Pradyumna was worshipped.
Gdje su obožavali Pradyumna.
Then false ego.
Zatim je došao do lažnog ja.
And then the seventh, the false ego there, Sankarshan was worshipped. And the seventh was the Mahatattva.
Zatim sedmi je bio lažnog ja gdje su obožavali Sankarshana.
Yeah.
And seventh?
Seventh, the Mahatattva, where Vasudev was worshipped.
A sedmi je sačinjavala Mahatattva gdje su obožavali Vasudevu.
The atmosphere in this Mahatattva was very difficult to describe, but let us try.
Ozračje te Mahatattvi bilo je vrlo teško za opisati, međutim pokušat ćemo to učiniti.
This will be the last 5 minutes of our seminar, so please try to concentrate because I feel it is important for us.
Ovo je posljednjih 5 minuta našeg seminara i stoga vas želim zamoliti da se usredotočite jer mislim da je ovo vrlo važno za sve nas.
He saw a deep blue atmosphere.
Vidio je njenu atmosferu koja je bila tamno plave boje.
In it were living mystic yogis.
I u njoj su živjeli mistični jogiji.
One was floating.
Jedan je plutao.
Another just transformed himself into any form.
Drugi se jednostavno preobrazio u bilo kakav oblik.
Some became bigger and smaller.
Neki su mijenjali veličinu.
It was so mystical.
Sve bilo vrlo mistično.
And then he saw the most beautiful material beauty you can imagine. There was Maya Devi personally present.
I tada je vidio nešto najljepše što uopće možete zamisliti. Tamo je Maya Devi bila osobno prisutna.
And she was worshipping God.
I obožavala je Boga.
But God, this God, this time God had the form of a woman.
No ovaj put Bog je poprimio oblik žene.
Her name was Mohini Murti.
Čije je ime bilo Mohini Murti.
A woman worshipped a woman.
Žena je obožavala ženu.
A material woman worshipped a spiritual woman.
Materijalna žena obožavala duhovnu ženu.
It was so mystical.
Bilo je vrlo mistično.
It was dark blue, but at the same time full of light.
Sve je bilo tamno plavo, no istovremeno ispunjeno
svjetlošću.
Tamo su se nalazile palače.
Nice forests and lakes and rivers.
Prekrasne šume, jezera i rijeke.
And Maya came to Gop Kumar.
Maya je prišla Gop Kumaru.
Stay with me here and worship the most beautiful Mohini Murti.
Maya je prišla Gop Kumaru i rekla mu je: ostani ovdje sa mnom i obožavaj najdivniju Mohini Murti.
Maya looked at him.
Maya ga je pogledala.
Gop Kumar was understanding that Maya understood everything about him.
I Gop Kumar je shvatio da Maya razumije sve o njemu.
Maya thought for a moment.
Maya je na trenutak razmišljala.
You want to be liberated from this world, I guess?
Pretpostavljam da želiš da stiče oslobođenje od ovog svijeta.
Gop Kumar looked at her.
Gop Kumar ju je pogledao.
If you want to be liberated from this world, you have to still worship me.
Ako želiš oslobođenje od ovog svijeta, ipak moraš obožavati mene.
Because no one gets out of here without my permission.
Jer nitko ne može izaći odavde bez mog dopuštenja.
If you are a real devotee,
ako si pravi bhakta,
then I will help you.
Pomoći ću ti.
I will not say you should stay here.
Neću reći da trebaš ostati ovdje.
I will transform myself for you.
Za tebe ću se preobraziti.
Into yoga maya, the energy which brings the living entity back home, back to Godhead.
U yoga maju ili energiju koja živo biće vraća kući natrag Bogu.
Gop Kumar offered her his obeisances.
Gop Kumar je odao poštovanje.
Maya said, as Maya turned into yoga maya and said, please go, you have made it.
I tako se Maja pretvorila u yoga maju i rekla je, sad možeš ići, uspio si.
The moment Gop Kumar came out of the his obeisances, you know, when he came up, he saw a dazzling bright light.
Onog trenutka kada je Gop Kumar ustao iz položaja u kojem je davao poštovanje, vidio je blistavo bijelo svjetlo.
It was such a light.
To je bilo takvo svjetlo.
That it was very difficult for Gop Kumar to see anything.
Da je s velikom poteškoćom išta mogao vidjeti.
The light became so strong.
Svjetlo je postalo tako snažno.
He did not even see himself any longer.
Da više nije mogao vidjeti ni samog sebe.
He lost himself in the light.
Izgubio se u svjetlu.
No, he said. You know, he was feeling, he had come so far and now everything, he was almost lasered, beamed out. Beep.
On ne rekao, toliko sam se trudio, a sada izgleda kao da me neki laser sredio.
And what happened then, I will describe to you the day after tomorrow.
A što se dogodilo potom toga, potom popisat ću vam preksutra.
You see, I want to be sure that you all come back. This is called a cliffhanger.
Kao što vidite, želim da se svi, želimo se kurati da se svi ponovo vratite. To se naziva trikom alpinista.
Ja.
Tako da vas tamo ostavite visiti na skijeli.
We have now 3 minutes after 12.
Sad već 3 minute nakon podneva.
And my seminar is only up to 12.
A moj seminar traje samo do podneva.
I want to thank you very, very much.
Želim vam svima jako puno zahvaliti.
Please look at this in your life.
Molim vas, osvrnite se na ovo u svom životu.
These five steps which all of us have to do in your in our own spiritual life.
Pogledajte ovih pet stepenica koje svako od nas mora proći u svom duhovnom životu.
On our internal development.
Na u svom duhovnom razvoju.
We will now see that Gop Kumar is already on the sixth and seventh and step, and therefore he can actually survive what happens to him in the Brahma Jyoti.
Kao što ćete vidjeti, Gop Kumar se već nalazi na petoj, šestoj, sedmoj stepenici i stoga je on uspio prevazići ono što mu se dogodilo u Brahma Jyotiju.
I think you all know he is now in the Brahman effulgence.
Kao što vjerojatno već znate, sada se nalazi u sjaju Brahmana.
But I want to explain the day after tomorrow.
Ali to ću objasniti prek sutra.
Thank you very much and
ponovno, hvala.
Hare Krishna!
Hare Krishna!
Krishna, I think our Matajis are already sitting full capacity, but could you, male devotees, could you just move a little bit ahead, because it may be that more devotees come as the lecture goes on, and in this way there's enough space.
Molim da se svi pomaknete malo naprijed. tako da ako drugi bhakti dođu za vrijeme lekcije imaju mjesta.
Krishna. Bist du dir sicher, dass wir, ohne Momento, dass sie laut?
Ja?
Ja, hundertprozentig. Weil wir machen ja nicht simultaneous, sondern
so.
Stück bei Stück. Ja. Die sollte so laut sein wie ich. Also so voll und so alles Mögliche. So, Hare Krishna. Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prastaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Nitti Namine Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavari Paskatyare Sadarine Jaya Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhara Shivasadi Gaur Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Before we continue with our story, let us summarize.
Prije nastavka naše priče napravit ćemo sažetak.
We were discussing how Gop Kumar on his way back home, back to Godhead, went through the different planetary systems.
Opisali smo kako je Gop Kumar na svom putu kući natrag Bogu prolazio razne planetarne sustave.
He started his journey in Martya Loka.
Svoje putovanje započeo je na Martya Loki.
That's the description of our planet. It means the world of mrityu, of death.
To je opis našeg svijeta, koji znači da je ovo svijet mrityu ili smrti.
Mm-hmm. Just above Martya Loka or Bhuloka is a place which we have not shown to you. It is called Bhuvaloka, the place of ghostly spirits.
Odmah iznad našeg planetarnog sustava nalazi se jedan koji se naziva Bhuvaloka. To je mjesto na kojem žive razni duhovi.
Yes.
Njega nismo pokazali.
This is when people do sometimes channeling and some bad thoughts come, bad influences come.
To je kada ljudi ponekad dođu pod loš utjecaj.
Yes. Then above it is Svargaloka.
Iznad njega nalazi se Svargaloka.
Where the demigods live.
Na kojoj žive polubogovi.
There's Indraloka, Chandraloka, Venus.
To su Indraloka, Chandraloka, Venera.
Then comes a planetary system which is called Mahaloka, which can be attained if you are a perfect brahmachari.
Potom slijedi planetarni sustav Maharloke, kojeg je moguće dostići jedino ako ste savršeni brahmačari.
Above it is Janaloka.
Iznad njega je Janaloka.
Which you can attain when for your whole life you practice celibacy.
Kojeg možete dostići ako čitavog svog života prakticirate celibat.
And then comes Tapaloka.
Потом долази та палока,
which is the place of the great rishis or saints.
To boravište velikih rišija ili mudraca, svetaca.
Who are meditating deeply.
Koji su u dubokoj meditaciji.
And then comes Satyaloka.
A potom slijedi Satyaloka.
Which is attainable to someone who is a perfect sannyasi.
Koje može dostići osoba koja je savršeni sannyasi.
By now you might develop a question.
Da sad se u vama moglo već probuditi jedno pitanje.
Will I also have to go through these different planetary systems one after the other before I go back home back to Godhead?
Hoću li ja sam morati prolaziti sve te planetarne sustave prije nego se vratim kući natrag Bogu?
I do not look like a perfect brahmachari or a lifelong celibacy or a vanaprastha or sannyas. This is very distant for me.
Nimalo ne nalikujem savršenom brahmačariju, osobi koja cijelog života živi u celibatu, savršenom vanaprasti ili savršenom sannyasiju.
The answer again is no, you don't have to go through these different positions if you learn what Gopkumar learns.
Odgovor je ne, ne morate prolaziti sve te planetarne sustave ukoliko naučite ono što je naučio Gopkumar.
As we follow Gopkumar's journey, let us therefore concentrate on the essential lessons and try to absorb them in our hearts.
Dok prolazimo s Gopkumarom po njegovom putu, trebamo se usredotočiti na esencijalne lekcije koje on naučio i prihvatiti ih u svoje srce.
I will therefore now before I start the story, go with you a little bit higher on the other level.
I stoga ću prije nego što se počnem sa pričom krenuti s vama na jedan drugi nivo.
We said govora. For a devotee to go back home, back to Godhead, it's most important not to make the external journey, but the internal journey.
Rečeno je da za osobu koja se želi vratiti kući natrag Bogu, taj izvanjski put nije toliko važan koliko je bitan unutarnji put.
Yeah. Up till now we have described the journey from Shraddha to Nishtha, or weak faith to very firm faith.
Sada smo opisali put od Shraddhe do Nishte, odnosno od slabe vjere do vrlo čvrste, snažne vjere.
When you practice Krishna consciousness on the platform of Nishta, something very important happens to bhakti.
Kada prakticirate svjesnost Krishne na nivou Nishte, vaše se bhakti događa nešto vrlo značajno.
It is described just like a golden coin when placed into the fire will develop a beautiful shining color. Bhakti, when practiced with firm faith, will develop a wonderful quality.
Opisano je da će novčić kojeg stavite u vatru s vremenom zadobiti prekrasnu zlatnu boju, isto će tako i vaša bhakti ukoliko je prakticirate sa snažnom vjerom zadobiti jednu izuzetnu odliku.
Like a golden coin, it will begin to spread light around.
Poput tog zlatnog novčića počet će oko sebe širiti svjetlost.
Yes. And as a result there will be a great taste in the heart.
Kao rezultat toga u srcu će se pojaviti snažan ukus.
What this means that the devotee will never become tired when he practices spiritual activities.
To znači da bhakta nikad neće osjećati umor dok se bavi duhovnim djelatnostima.
It means he feels ecstasy in the heart.
To znači da će u srcu osjećati zanos.
I think some of us are slowly getting a little tired because there's so much dancing, so much happening, and information overload, and sometimes not enough rest.
Čini mi se da neki od nas su već pomalo umorni jer toliko plešemo, dobijamo tolike podatke i jednostavno već smo gotovi s njima zatrpani, a ne odmaramo se dovoljno.
But if we would be on the state of ruchi, I just would need to say Krishna and you would all get goose pimples, your hairs would stand on end, No question of getting tired.
Međutim, kad biste došli na nivo ručja, čim bih rekao Krišna, vi biste se odmah uspravili, cijela bi se vaša koža naježila i ne bi bilo ni govor o tome da vam se spava.
Now you might say, but Sachinanand Swami, I also have a taste in these spiritual activities, don't worry.
Ali neko može reći, da, ali Sachinanand Swami, ja već imam ukus za te duhovne djelatnosti, ne brini.
I mean, isn't it that many times we enjoy the chanting and the association of the devotees very much? I'm speaking the whole day with devotees who are here in the summer camp, and they tell me, oh, it's so nice, I really like it, it's really something, it's not a tapasya, it is something, ah, the heart is goes, ah, it's very nice.
Bakte uživaju u tome da pjevaju Krišna imena i po cijele dane razgovaram sa baktama koji mi kažu da mi je tako lijepo na ovom kampu, da jednostavno njihovo srce kada se nalazi u takvom okruženju jednostavno kao da odahne i jako, jako se dobro osjećaju.
But see, there are two types of ruchi, the beginner's taste and the more advanced person's taste.
Međutim, postoje dvije vrste ručja. Postoje ukus koji osjećaju osobe na početku, a postoje također i napredniji ukus.
The beginner's taste is dependent on the excellence of the elements.
Ukus početnika ovisi o izvrsnosti elemenata s kojima se u dodiru.
For instance, when he eats prasadam.
Naprimjer, kada častimo prasadam.
If the pizza is nicely cooked, he will enjoy it, but if the prasadam pizza is you know, without kaperis, you say, I wait.
I tako, ako je, na primjer, pizza dobro ispečena, možda ćemo nje uživati. Međutim, ako na pici nema kapara, jednostavno će reći, pričekat ću neki drugi.
Or when the kirtan is extremely melodious, he will dance.
Ili će osoba plesati kada je kirtan vrlo, vrlo milozvučan.
But when the kirtan is not so ecstatic, he say, I'm now a stari bhakta, I will stand like a holy man.
Ali ako kirtan nije toliko zanosan, osoba će reći, sada sam postojan bhakta i malo ću stajati sa strane.
Yes. So, you're only on the taste of ruchi, which we will write down for you, or deep taste in spiritual life, when you have a taste which is no longer just so much dependent on the external elements of the processes of devotional service.
Pravi ruči dostižete u onom trenutku kada vaš ukus ne ovisi o izvanjskim elementima predanog služenja.
Now, when the taste in Krishna consciousness reaches extreme depths,
kada ukus u svjesnosti Krišna dostigne nevjerojatne dubine,
the devotee comes on the platform of ashakti.
Bhakta dolazi na razinu ashakti.
Or deep attachment to Krishna.
Ili snažne vezanosti za Krišnu.
The example has been given of someone who is in love.
Dan je primjer osobe koja je zaljubljena.
If a man or a woman is in love, the thoughts will spontaneously go to that person he or she loves dearly.
Ako je muškarac ili žena snažno zaljubljen u neku drugu osobu, njezine misli ili njegove misli spontano će biti privučene i misliće o toj osobi.
Whenever he or she does something, just because the mind is so much attached to the other person will be in the thoughts.
Bez obzira na to što osoba može raditi, zbog svoje snažne vezanosti za tu drugu osobu, ona će u svojim mislima uvijek o njoj razmišljati.
I remember once asking Mataji, who was an artist, to paint a picture of Sadbuja, the six-armed form of Lord Chaitanya.
Sjećam se da sam jednu Mataji jednom zamolio da naslika Sadbuju, šestororuki oblik gospodina Čajtanja.
When we showed this picture to the temple community, everyone began to laugh uproariously.
Kada smo pokazali ovu sliku zajednici Bhakta, svi su se počeli gromoglasno smijati.
Because the nose of Sadbuja was exactly the form of the nose of the man she was always thinking of.
Jer je nos Sadbuje u potpunosti nalikovao na nos osobe o kojem je Tamataji stalno razmišljala.
So on the platform of Ashakti, you're constantly thinking of Krishna.
I stoga na razini Ashakti neprestano razmišljate o Krishni.
And whatever the devotee does on this level, his Krishna consciousness will just shine forth. You can see it.
I bez obzira što takav bhakta na takvom nivou čini, možete uvijek vidjeti svjesnost Krišne kako iz njega blista.
Ashakti means the enchantment of the heart.
Ashakti znači očaranost srca.
Now, the next stage, and I want to end with this stage and then come back to the story, is called bhava, or the flowing of the highest bliss.
Sljedeći stupanj sa kojim ćemo za danas, na kojem ćemo za danas zastati, naziva se strujanje najvećeg blaženstva.
On this level, on this high level, you are captured by three types of spiritual energies.
Na ovom nivou zarobljavaju vas tri vrste duhovne energije.
The sat, chit and ananda potency of the Lord will totally transform you.
Gospodinove sat, chit i ananda moći u potpunosti će vas zarobiti.
On this platform, two concepts totally leave the devotees.
Na ovoj razini dva poimanja u potpunosti napuštaju bhakte.
He doesn't think any longer I am a man or a woman, but he begins to think I am Krishna's.
U ovom trenutku osoba više ne misli ja sam muškarac ili ja sam žena, već misli ja sam Krišnin.
And he doesn't any longer think this belongs to me, this car or this apartment, but he thinks Krishna is mine.
I na tom stadiju osoba više ne misli ovaj auto ili neka druga stvar pripada meni, već osoba misli Krishna je moj.
At this time a devotee becomes from the perspective of the world like a madman.
S perspektive običnog svijeta bhakta na tom stupnju počinje nalikovati luđaku.
And from the perspective of the spiritual world he becomes like the most fortunate person.
A sa perspektive duhovnog svijeta on postaje najsretnija osoba.
Isn't it, if a materialist would look at a nicely dancing devotee he would think
kada bi materialista pogledao baktu koji predivno plaši, jednostavno bi mislio da je luckast.
But if we would look at a nicely looking devotee we would say, well, it's nice that he is so inspired.
No, kad bismo mi vidjeli baktu koji tako lijepo pleše, pomislili bismo kako lijepo da je tako nadahnut.
So at that time a devotee's eyes want to see Krishna.
U tom trenutku oči bakte žele gledati Krishnu.
With his ears the devotee constantly wants to hear the sweet sound of Krishna's flute.
I bakta svojim ušima neprestano želi slušati sladak sladak zvuk Krišnine flaute.
And he waits, when will I hear the ankle bells of Krishna, lim 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 lim.
I osoba čeka kada ću čuti Krišnine nanagvice.
And even better, when will I hear the voice of my Lord?
Ili još bolje, kada ću čuti glas mog gospodina.
Sometimes on this level Krishna appears to the devotee.
I ponekad se na ovom nivou Krishna pojavljuje bhakti.
But because his appearance is too strong, what happens then? Then the devotee gets into falls into eight kinds of powerful ecstasies.
I što se tada događa? Bhakta jednostavno bio preplavljen sa osam vrsta zanosa.
And at that time the devotee is gone for this world.
I bhakta u tom trenutku postaje izgubljen za ovaj svijet.
Sometimes you will see him sitting alone, just hoping that Krishna will again appear to his on the mirror of his heart.
Ponekad možete vidjeti takvog baktu da jednostavno sjedi i čeka kada će se Krishna ponovo pojaviti na zrcalu njegovog srca.
But the amazing thing is, if you ask him what is your state, he will always say, "Oh, Prabhu, I'm just a beginner."
No kad ga upitate na kom si ti položaju, on čovjek reći, ja sam samo početnik, Prabhu.
It is described his psychology is like a greedy man who will hide away the most costly jewel and he will not share it with others.
I opisano je da njegova psihologija nalikuje nekom škrcu i vrlo pohlebnom čovjeku koji će sakriti najdragocjeniji dragulj koji ima kako ga ne bi drugi vidjeli.
I remember when we once asked Srila Prabhupada, Prabhupada, when you've come in ecstasy, what should we do then?
Sjećam se da smo jednom upitali Šila Prabhupada, Prabhupada, kada padneš u zanos, što trebamo činiti?
Sometimes Prabhupada, when he used to sing Jai Radha Madhava, he would stop and he would cry and there would be a long pause when no one even dared to breathe.
Sjećam se da bi Prabhupada dok je pjevao Jai Radha Madhavu odjednom počeo plakati i nastala bi dugačka stanka u kojoj se niko nije usudio ni disati.
Now Prabhupada didn't say, "Oh, I was in Bhava."
Prabhupada nije tada rekao, bio sam u Bhavi.
He said, "Oh, I will not do it again. Don't think about it.
Nemoj to uopće razmišljati o tome, neću to ponovo učiniti.
The devotee fears if he talks about these highly exalted achievements, it will be lost.
Jer se osoba boji, bhakta se boji, da ako govori o takvim visokim dostignućima, on može ih izgubiti.
Let me tell you an example. Those of you who ever fell in love, they know you don't talk about this.
Da ću primjer, svako od vas ko se zaljubio, zna da neće previše govoriti o tome.
Because the moment you share it with the public, it will somehow mysteriously disappear.
Jer čim to podijelite s javnošću na neki mističan način sve će nestati.
We will now very soon see how Gop Kumar comes to this level of Bhava.
I uskoro ćemo čuti o tome kako Gop Kumar dostiže razinu Bhave.
See, when he goes through these different planetary systems, he's not like a universal tourist.
Kao što vidite, on dok prolazi sve te planetarne sustave, ne nalikuje nekom međuplanetarnom turistu.
No, simultaneously as he goes through this universe, he makes his internal journey perfect.
Već istovremeno dok tako putuje raznim planetama, usavršava svoj unutarnji put.
Thank you very much. Now we will continue with our story.
Ponovo hvala, sada ćemo nastaviti s našom
Who
pričom.
Who remembers where we left off the day before yesterday?
Tko se sjeća gdje smo stali prekičer?
Atma Rama Prabhu. In the Brahma Jyoti.
U Brahma Jyotiju.
You remember Gop Kumar just left the seven layers of the universe and dove into a dazzling bright light which was so strong that he felt he lost his identity.
A kao što se sjećate, kada je Gop Kumar prošao sve ove omotače, došao je do Brahma Jyoti u kojem je iskusio takvo blistavo sjajno svjetlo da osjetio kako gubi svoj identitet.
But Krishna saw him struggling.
No Krishna je vidio kako se on bori.
And from time to time Gop Kumar saw in the Brahma Jyoti the face and the beautiful body of the Supreme Lord.
I tako je Gop Kumar ponekad dok je bio u Brahma Jyoti s vremena na vrijeme mogao vidjeti prekrasan oblik i lice svevišnje božanske osobe.
Do you have an explanation for this phenomena?
Možete li objasniti taj fenomen? Možda je gledao kroz Brahma Jyoti.
To the other side, huh? Yes.
Na drugu stranu?
Yes. Any other possible explanation? Why did he see in the Brahma Jyoti almost like blinking, blum, 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 the face and the form of the Lord?
Imate li možda još neko objašnjenje zašto je vidio kako u Brahmadžyoti stalno s vremena na vrijeme poput nekog treperenja gospodinovo lice i oblik? Brahmadžyoti emanira iz gospodina.
Yes, both of your explanations are correct.
Da, oba ova objašnjenja su točna.
This light is coming, the Brahmadžyoti comes from Krishna's form.
Ovo svjetlo Brahmadžyoti dolazi od Krišninog oblika.
Please remember this when you talk with an impersonalist.
Molim vas, sjetite se ovoga dok razgovarate s impersonalistom.
That when they say, oh, everything is white light, you say, well, listen to the experience of Gop Kumar.
I kada mi kažu da je krajnji domet to neko blještavo bijelo svjetlo, trebate reći da, ali poslušaj kakvo iskustvo imao Gop Kumar.
But it was because Gop Kumar had bhakti that the Lord revealed himself and saved his devotees from merging in the with the impersonal effulgence of his body.
No, gospodin mu se prikazao i spasio svog baktu od stapanja sa tim bezličnim svjetlom zato što je Gop Kumar posjedovao bhakti.
While he was like this, you know, it's very it was a very shocking, I shouldn't say, a very tensed atmosphere. He heard, he, you know, he saw all of a sudden a big bull and a person sitting on it with long hair, and before him was a beautiful woman.
I dok je tako, dok se tako Gop Kumar nalazio u vrlo napetoj i neugodnoj situaciji, odjednom je mogao vidjeti jednog bijelog bika na kojem je sjedio muškarac dugačke kose, a ispred njega bila je žena.
And there were many beautiful men and women dancing around this person who was riding on a strong white bull.
A oko te osobe koja je jahala na snažnom bijelom biku, bile su drugi likovi koji su plesali.
Gop Kumar turned to one of the persons and said, "Who is this?"
Gop Kumar se okrenuo prema jednoj osobi i pitao, "Tko je ovo?"
I did not expect anyone here in the white light.
Nisam nikoga očekivao ovdje u ovom bijelom svjetlu.
"Oh," said the person, "you don't know, this is Mahadev Shiva who comes from Sada Shiva Loka."
Zar ne znaš ko je to? To je gospodin Mahadev. Yeah. Koji dolazi od Sada Šive, sa njegove loke, sa njegove planete Loke.
Yes, Sada Šiva Loka. I have to paint this for you. Please forgive me, because I do not know if I can explain it.
Oprosti mi sad jedan trenutak. Ne znam mogu li vam ovo objasniti, pa moram nešto nacrtati.
Look at this, please.
Molim vas, pogledajte ovo.
This is the last layer of the universe.
Ovo je posljednji omotač svemira.
And then starts the Brahmadžyoti.
A iznad njega počinje Brahmadžyoti.
But then Sada Shiva Loka was there.
No, tada je tamo postala, tada postoji Sada Shiva Loka.
At this stage, Gauranga Sundara has engaged in mental speculation.
I sada se Gauranga Sundara probuza, okuplja mentalnom spekulacijom.
Because he made an arrow to Shiva Loka. That's not correct.
Jer je napravio pogrešku, ovo nije točno.
Gop Kumar did not go to Sada Shiva Loka.
Gop Kumar nije otišao na Sada Shiva Loka.
He just saw the kirtan party.
On je jednostavno
of Mahadev.
On jednostavno vidio tu kirtan povorku koju je vodio Mahadev.
Mahadev was most properly on his way into the material universe to go to a place where he resides.
Mahadev je vjerojatno bio na svom putu u materijalni svemir, na mjesto gdje on boravi tamo.
Who knows where Shiva lives in on this planet?
Tko zna gdje živi Shiva na u ovom svijetu?
Kailash, the mountain of Kailash.
On živi na planini Kailasi.
This place is so mystical. You have to see pictures of it.
Ovo mjesto tako mistično da jednostavno morate vidjeti njegove slike.
It looks like a big Shiva linga in the midst of the Tibetan plateau mountain.
Ono nalikuje ogromnoj Shiva lingi usred himalajskog platoa.
And it is the influence of Lord Shiva can be felt very much there.
I tamo se vrlo snažno može osjetiti Shivin utjecaj.
One of the first Europeans who got a travel permit to go there was Reinhold Messner, the famous mountain climber.
Jedan od prvih Europljana koji je dobio dozvolu da tamo putuje bio je Reinhold
Messner.
Messner koji je bio poznati planinar.
Have you heard about him?
Yeah.
Some of you have heard.
Neki od vas su čuli.
He has this urge in him to climb on every high mountain and to go through any possible danger a human being can go through.
On u sebi osjeća snažan poriv da se popenje na svaku planinu i da proživi se moguće opasnosti koje ljudsko biće može zamisliti.
But although he had the permit to climb also on Mount Kailash, when he saw the atmosphere, he knew, oh no, I better don't go. Here's Lord Shiva. He felt that.
No, iako je dobio dozvolu da se tamo popenje, kad je vidio planinu Kailasu, odlučio možda ipak bolje da ne idem tamo, jer je osjetio prisustvo gospodina Shive.
When Gop Kumar saw Lord Shiva,
kad je Gop Kumar ugledao gospodina Shivu,
another kirtan started, a second kirtan.
Počeo je novi, drugi kirtan.
He saw four armed personalities with four arms engaged in an ecstatic glorification of the Lord and dancing with their dhotis moving in the atmosphere.
Vidio je osobe sa četiri ruke koje su se pridružile, koje su bile u toj zanosnoj kirtani, a njihovi zlatni dhoti njihali su samo tamo.
Mahadev jumped from the bull and began to dance like a madman.
Mahadev je skočio sa bika i počeo plesati poput luđaka.
Gop Kumar was standing there and he saw Ganesh and said, Ganesh, what is happening here? Can you just explain to me?
Gop Kumar je to stajao i gledao te pitao Ganesha, Ganesh, šta se to događa ovdje? Možeš li mi objasniti?
And Ganesh gave the explanation.
I Ganesh mu je objasnio.
These four Vishnu Dutas are servants of Lord Vishnu, are just on their way into the material universe.
Ova četvorica Vishnu Duta koje vidiš, sluge su gospodina Vishnua koji upravo idu prema materijalnom svijetu.
They have a mission.
Imaju tamo misiju.
A great devotee is dying at this moment.
U ovom trenutku umire veliki bhakta.
And they want to be present when he leaves the body and take him home back to Godhead.
I žele biti prisutni dok on napušta svijet kako bi ga poveli kući natrag Bogu.
And don't you know, these Vishnu Dutas go to all the different universes to appear before those who are engaged in chanting the holy names of the Lord.
I zar ne znaš da se ti Vishnu Dute odlaze na sve planete kako bi se pojavili pred onim osobama koje pjevaju gospodinova sveta imena?
Do you know one story in the Bhagavatam where this happens?
Znate li neku priču u Bhagavatamu gdje se to dogodilo?
I think we all know.
Mislim da se to
znamo. Ajamil, yes.
Te priča o Ajamili.
So Gop Kumar saw how the Vishnu Dutas were disappearing in the universe.
I Gop Kumar je vidio kako Vishnu Dute nestaju prema svemiru.
At this time he had already a higher vision.
Do tog trenutka već je stekao višu viziju.
And he could look into the universes as if they were balls made from glass.
I mogao je već gledati unutar planeta upravo kao da su kugle načinjene od stakla.
He saw some of the universes, there was a four-headed Brahma. In another universe, there was a six-headed Brahma. Then there was a 10, 50 million-headed Brahma.
I tako mogu vidjeti da u jednom univerzumu bio Brahma sa 4 glave, u drugom sa 6, u nekom sljedećem sa 10, opet u nekom drugom sa milijun glava.
Gopkumar began to talk with Lord Mahadev.
Gopkumar je počeo razgovarati s gospodinom Mahadevom.
Did you see just these persons who came into the universe? From where are they coming?
Upitao je, jesi li vidio ove osobe koje su upravo ušle u taj svemir? Odakle one stižu?
Oh, they come from the Vaikuntha world.
One stižu iz svijeta Vaikunte.
The liberated world.
To je oslobođeni svijet.
Where there are devotees constantly engaged in the service of Krishna.
U kojem se bhakte neprestano zaokupljaju služenjem Krišne.
Who is known there as the four-handed Narayan or Vishnu.
A tamo prebiva četvororuki Narayana ili Vishnu.
You should also go there, my dear Vaishnava.
Dragi moj Vaishnava, i ti bi trebao tamo poći.
When Gopkumar heard this, he felt ecstatic and he fainted.
Kad je Gopkumar to čuo, bio je u takvom zanosu da se on osvijestio.
He wanted very much to go into to the Vaikuntha worlds, but he felt disqualified.
Jako je želio otići na planetu Vaikunte, međutim osjećao se nekvalificiranim.
Because as long as you have material attachments, you cannot go there.
Jer tamo ne možete poći dokle god imate materijalne vezanosti.
It is not possible for anyone to go very easily there.
Nisakoga nije moguće poći tamo na jednostavan način.
Yes. I will now tell you for 10 minutes how or 7 minutes when how he went to the Vaikuntha world, and then we will engage in doing a special Vaikuntha exercise.
Sada ću vam 7 do 10 minuta pričati kako je putovao kroz Vaikuntu, a potom toga ćemo napraviti jednu posebnu Vaikunta vježbu.
Lord Shiva said to Gopkumar, you must go to the spiritual world. Don't stay in the Brahma Jyoti. This is for impersonalists who are bewildered by my teachings.
Gospodin Shiva je rekao Gopkumaru, nemoj ostati u Brahma Jyoti, pođi na Vaikuntu. Ovo mjesto namijenjeno je samo impersonalistima koje je zbunilo moje učenje.
But I can see that you are a devotee of Mathuranath, the Lord and Master of Mathura, and you, for you the spiritual worlds are reserved.
Međutim, mogu vidjeti da si ti gospodin Mathuranatha, gospodara Mature, i stoga trebaš poći u duhovne planete gdje te očekuju.
Vaikuntha is so beautiful that I want to go there, but I'm not as qualified as you.
Vaikuntha je tako predivna da i sam želim tamo poći, no ja nisam toliko kvalificiran kao ti.
At this moment, Vishnu Dutas were coming back from the material universe.
U tom se trenutku Vishnu Dute vraćala iz materijalnog svijeta.
They said, Shiva is qualified to go to Vaikuntha.
Oni su rekli, Shiva jeste kvalificiran da ode na Vaikuntu.
But it is the nature of a great devotee to never advertise his own glories.
No, priroda je čistog bhakte da nikada ne razglašava vlastite slave.
Therefore, he says that you are qualified and he is disqualified, but Shiva is qualified.
Zbog toga kaže da ti jesi kvalificiran, a on nije. Međutim, on je doista kvalificiran za to.
Mahadev was becoming silent.
I Mahadev je ušutio.
But in order to go to Vaikuntha Loka, said the Vishnu Dutas, you need to know one secret knowledge.
No, da bi otišao na Vaikuntu, rekli su Vishnu Dute, potrebno ti je jedno tajno znanje.
You can reach the spiritual worlds only if you engage in the glorification of Krishna's holy name.
možeš poći na planete Vajkunte jedino ako se zakupiš slavljenjem gospodina Krišne i njegovog imena.
And now the Vishnu Dutas begin to give an explanation which is in direct reference to the instructions of Pipalayana on meditation.
I Vishnu Dute sada daju takva objašnjenja koji su potpuno koji su vrlo slični onima koje je dao Pipalayana.
Let us quickly recap these instructions.
Na brzinu ćemo proći kroz ove upute.
Pipalayana had said that only by meditation you can perceive the Lord.
Pipalayana je rekao da je gospodina moguće vidjeti jedino u meditaciji.
Because perception takes place in the mind, and if you do not purify your mind, you cannot see anything.
Jer se sva percepcija odvija u umu, te stoga ništa ne možete vidjeti ako ne pročistite um.
Now the Vishnu Duta say, it's true, but there's something higher still.
No, Vishnu Duta kažu, to je istina, no postoji nešto još više.
He says, see, if you engage in kirtan, the Lord will come on the tongue and then begin to influence the mind.
Oni kažu, ako pjevaš gospodinovo sveto ime, gospodin će doći na tvoj jezik i početi utjecati na tvoj um.
Meditation is not possible because you need an absolutely disturbance-free atmosphere.
Meditacija nije moguća jer je za nju potrebno ozračje bez ikakvog uznemirenja.
But the mystery of chanting even works in a populated place.
No, ta misterija pjevanja može se primijeniti čak i u vrlo napućenom mjestu.
Because by the chanting of the holy name the Lord becomes invited and then begins to influence the mind of the devotee.
Jer se gospodin osjeća pozvanim kad pjevamo njegovo sveto ime i tada počinje utjecati na baktin um.
If you want to go to Vaikuntha,
ako želiš poći na Vaikuntu,
you must engage in sankirtan, develop love of Godhead, and with this qualification you can go.
Rekli su, ako želiš poći na Vaikuntu, moraš se zaokupiti sankirtanom i na taj način pročistiti svoj um i tada tek možeš ići.
But now, my dear devotee, we will tell you a secret.
Ali sada ćemo vam, dragi moje bakte, reći jednu tajnu.
The best place to develop love of Godhead by chanting the holy names is Vrindavan, in that universe from where you come. Go back!
Ali, dragi moji, sada ćemo vam otkriti jednu tajnu, a to je da je najbolje mjesto na kojem takvim pjevanjem možete pročistiti um jest Vrindavana, na onom iz onog svemira iz kog si došao.
Go back to Vrindavan.
Vrati se u Vrindavan.
Gop Kumar looks back, you know, he's already in Brahma Jyoti and he sees the universe and the layers and he he goes back to Vrindavan.
Gop Kumar je pogledao i vidio je da je već u Brahma Jyoti, da može vidjeti sve svemire s njihovim umotačima. I onda da se rekao, u redu, te je pošao.
I will stop now for a little active pause.
Sada ću zastati za jednu aktivnu stanku.
When after the pause we will continue watching how Gop Kumar went back to Vrindavan and we will hear the mantra which Gop Kumar we will personally chant the mantra which Gop Kumar was chanting at that time, the Sankirtan. It's a special Sankirtan song.
Sada ćemo imati tu kratku stanku, a nakon nje ćemo govoriti o tome kako je Gop Kumar pjevati istu onu pjesmu koju je Gop Kumar pjevao u Sankirtanu.
We will now make an active pause up to, I would say, 20 past 11, where I will show those of you who are interested, well, I think it's good for everyone, I will show you another yoga exercise.
Sada ću svima onima pokazati još jednu dobru jogičku vježbu. Ova će stanka trajati sve do 11:20.
But for those who may have to go and just do something, we will start 20 past 11 and please be there on time because you need to know this mantra which Gop Kumar chanted in Vrindavan.
Međutim, ako nešto trebate umeđu vremenu obaviti, slobodno možete ići, no vratite se do 11:20 jer je vrlo bitno da čujete tu mantru koju Gop Kumar pjeva u Sankirtanu.
If you could just please now go and get go to the same place where we stood yesterday and then I will show you the second prana exercise. So, Hare Krishna, you look much fresher. Really?
Hare Krishna, izgledate puno svježije, doista.
I know some of the devotees are not accustomed to yoga and they have a little difficulty. I mean, let me say, they have not done this. But believe me, for bodily health, there's nothing as good as good yoga exercises combined with breathing.
Znam da mnogi od vas nisu navikli na takve jogičke vježbe, no vjerujte mi da za zdravlje ne postoji ništa bolje od takvih vježbi uz pravilno disanje.
But even more important is a happy Krishna conscious mind for health.
No, za zdravlje je još bitniji sretan um svjestan Krishne.
Yes. So now this gets very ecstatic now.
Sada će stvari 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 ekstatične.
Krishna, when Gop Kumar reached Vrindavan, he saw that the forest of Vrindavan was more beautiful than anything he had seen.
Kad je Gop Kumar stigao u Vrindavanu, vidio je da su njene šume ljepše od bilo čega što je ikad vidio.
It seemed that he was looking now at Vrindavan with new eyes.
Činilo mu se da je sada gleda u Vrindavan novim očima.
He found groups of devotees sitting everywhere discussing the Srimad Bhagavatam.
Posuda je vidio skupine bhakta koji su sjedili i raspravljali o Srimad Bhagavatamu.
And he heard many other scriptures narrated by brahmanas.
I čuje kako brahmane govore iz mnogih drugih spisa.
These brahmanas instructed him in the ninefold process of bhakti yoga.
Ovi su ga brahmane poučili u osmerostrukom procesu bhakti yoge.
And there it was where he met again his guru.
I tamo ponovo susreo svoga gurua.
His guru was very happy to see him and he embraced him saying, "My dear child, I'm so happy to see you."
Guru je bio vrlo radostan što ga vidite, ga je čvrsto zagrlio i rekao mi je, "Drago moj dijete, tako sam sretan što sam te susreo."
I will bless you that you get a deeper understanding in Krishna consciousness.
Blagoslovit ću te tako da stekneš još dublje razumijevanje u svjesnosti Krishne.
All of a sudden, Gop Kumar felt so much love for his Lord.
Gop Kumar je odjednom osjetio toliko ljubavi prema svom gospodinu.
That the only way his love could manifest was by singing again and again his transcendental names.
Da se njegova ljubav mogla očitovati jedino tako što je iznova i iznova pjevao njegova transcendentalna imena.
He remembered that the Vishnu Dutas had told him that the best way to attain the Lord is to chant his holy names.
Sjetio se kako su mu Vishnu Dute rekli da je najbolji način dostizanja gospodina pjevanje njegovih imena.
Because by chanting the holy names, the Lord will appear in the heart.
Jer će se zahvaljujući pjevanju svetih imena gospodin pojaviti u srcu.
And then begin to influence the mind from there.
A od tamo će početi utjecati na um.
And he sang this particular song which I want to sing with you now.
On je pjevao ovu pjesmu koju sada želim ja ispjevati s vama.
Please say after me, Sri Krishna Gopala.
Poradite za mnom.
Yes, this is Sri Krishna, then Gopala. Hare Mukunda.
Hare Mukunda.
Hare means he who takes away all misery.
Hare znači onet ko odnosi svaku bjedu.
And Mukunda means he who gives liberation.
A Mukunda znači onaj ko daje oslobođenje.
Govinda.
Govinda.
He's the pleasure of the senses.
To znači onaj koji daje, koji pruža zadovoljstvo osjetilima.
Hey Nanda Kishore.
Hey Nanda Kishore.
This means the son of Nanda.
To znači Nandin sin.
Krishna.
Krishna.
Ha Shri Yashoda Tanaya.
Ha Shri Yashoda Tanaya.
You who are the son of Yashoda.
O ti koji si Yashodin sin.
Prasida.
Prasida.
No prasadam. Prasida means give mercy.
To ne znači prasadam, već molim te daj mi milosti.
Shri Balavi Jivana.
Shri Balavi Jivana.
You are the life of the gopis.
Ti si život gopija.
Radhikesha.
Radhikesha.
Which means the lord of Radha.
Što znači Radin gospodin.
The song means O Shri Krishna Gopal Hari Mukunda Govinda O son of Nanda Krishna O son of Yashoda. You are the life of the gopis and the lord of Radharani. Please grant me your mercy.
Pjesma znači O Shri Krishna, Gopala, Hari, Mukunda, Govinda, O Nandin sine, O sine Shri Yashode. Ti si život Gopija i gospodar Shri Mati Radharani. Molim te, daj, pruži mi svoju milost.
If you want, you can write it down after the seminar and sing it from time to time.
Ako želite, možete nakon seminara zapisati te s vremena na vrijeme pjevati.
Yes. So, as Gop Kumar was singing like this in Vrindavan, overcome by love of Krishna, he saw the same Vishnu Dutas which he had seen in the Brahma Jyoti. And they came to him and said, now come.
Dok je Gop Kumar tako pjevao Vrindavan i preplavljen ljubavlju prema Krišni, vidio je onu istu četvoricu Vishnu Duta koji je susreo u Brahma Jyotiju. Došli su do njega i rekli mu, dođi sad.
You must know that before this happened, Gop Kumar saw someone.
Morate znati da se prije što se ovo dogodilo, Gop Kumar se susreo s nekim.
Before the Vishnu Dutas came, he actually saw on the mirror of his heart Krishna, who appeared for just a moment and then disappeared again.
Prije no što su se pojavile Vishnu Dute, na zrcalu svoga srca on je ugledao Shri Krishnu osobno. On se na trenutak tek pojavio i potom nestao.
Yes, as he was singing in ecstasy the song, Krishna was there.
No, dok je u zanosu pjevao ovu pjesmu, Krishna je bio tamo.
He had heard his prayer.
Čuo je njegovu molitvu.
Što mislite?
Što mislite?
But as we have seen earlier, Gop Kumar was on the platform of Bhava. He couldn't yet see Krishna constantly.
Kao što smo prethodno spomenuli, Gop Kumar se nalazio na nivou Bhave, to znači da nije mogao neprekidno vidjeti Krishnu.
So at this time he saw the Vishnu Dutas who had just come from Mukti Loka.
I tada je ugledao Vishnu Dute koji su upravo došli s Mukti Loke.
That's the name of Brahma, the Brahma Jyoti.
To je jedno od imena za Brahma Jyoti, Mukti Loka.
Yes. And each one had the effulgence of a sun around him.
Svaki od njih oko sebe je zračio poput sunca.
they came, they took him onto a beautiful airplane.
Poveli su ga na prekrasnu letjelicu.
It didn't look like a Boeing 700, I don't know what the numbers are, 799 or so. It was a wonderful golden spacecraft.
Ta letjelica nije nalikovala nekom Boeingu 799, već je bila prekrasna zlatna letjelica.
And as this spacecraft was moving from Vrindavan upwards,
i dok se ta zlatna letjelica uspinjala naviše iz Vrindavane,
the Vishnu Duta said, "We will now see the Lord of the Vaikuntha world, Narayan. Are you ready?"
Vishnu Duta su rekli, "Sada ćeš vidjeti gospodara Vaikunte, Narayanu. Jeste li spreman?"
Gov Kumar said, "Wonderful."
Gov Kumar je rekao, "Predivno."
And they said, "There's only one thing which you must do now."
Postoji samo jedna stvar koju sada moraš to učiniti.
Change your form.
Promijeni svoj oblik.
We give you now a four-handed form.
Sad ćemo ti dati četvororuki oblik.
Which, just like ours.
Baš poput našeg.
With jewels.
S draguljima.
Helmets.
Šljemovima.
Beautiful clothing.
Predivnom odjećom.
And yeah, most probably, what would you have said, Raj Mohan?
I Raj Mohan, što bi ti najvjerojatnije rekao?
It's actually we can't imagine.
Zapravo ne možemo to ni zamisliti.
But imagine someone says to you, "Now you can get a body which does not sweat."
Zamisli da vam neko kaže, sad možete steći tijelo koje se ne znoji.
I think he didn't have a gross body at this stage any longer.
Mislim da na ovom nivou više nije imao grubo tijelo.
A total transcendental body.
Recimo da je posve transcendentalno tijelo.
Which can appear and disappear wherever.
Koje se moglo pojavljivati i nestajati po želji.
Which is so beautiful.
Koje je tako predivno.
Gop Kumar looked at the Vishnu Dudas and said, "I'm sorry. Can I remain a cowherd boy?"
Gop Kumar je pogledao Vishnu Dudu i rekao, "Žao mi je, mogu li ostati možda dječak pastir?"
He said, "We don't understand you." "Ne, u redu, this does not look so nice."
Vishnu Duta su ga pogledali i rekli, "Ne razumijemo te, ne izgleda tako lijepo."
"No, but I have a feeling in my heart that I need this form," said Gop Kumar.
Gop Kumar rekao, "Ali u svom srcu osjećam da mi je ovaj oblik potreban."
So the Vishnu Duta kindly allowed him to stay as he was.
I iz toga su mu Vishnu Duta ljubazno dopustili da ostane takav kakav je.
As they were crossing this general, this other thing through the different planetary systems,
dok su prolazili kroz razne planetarne sustave,
Gop Kumar looked again on these different planets which he had seen already.
Gop Kumar je bacio pogled na razne planete na kojima je već bio.
And now he saw that all the kings and rulers of the planets came out of their palaces and offered him flowers and rice because they acknowledged that here is a person who was going out of the material universe, who was going through the Brahma Jyoti, and who went to Vaikuntha. They worshipped him.
Dok je tako prolazi tim raznim planetama, vidio je njihove kraljeve koji su izlazili i nudili mu cvijeće i rižu. Time su oni potvrdili da je ovdje osoba koja je prošla kroz sve materijalne planete, čak i kroz omotače materijalnog svemira, i kroz Brahma Jyoti to tišlo na Vaikunte.
They made like a guru puja.
Oni su mu radili guru puju.
Only that they brought the flowers and the rice to their foreheads like this.
Prinijeli bi cvijeće i rižu svom čelu.
And then threw it on him.
I onda bi je bacili na njega.
They brought they offered him obeisances.
Odavali su mu poštovanje.
A little cowherd boy.
On je bio samo dječak pastir.
And they praised him.
I slavili su ga.
And very loudly they chanted, "Jai! Jai!"
I glasno su zvikivali, "Jai! Jai!"
Gop Kumar saw how even he went with this airplane through the layers of the universe, no problem.
Gop Kumar je bez ikakvih poteškoća prošao kroz omotaču svemira.
And they passed Shivaloka.
Prošli su kroz kraj Shivaloke.
He went to Lord Shiva and gave him with great jubilation his respectful obeisances together with Parvati.
Prišao je gospodinu Shivi te mu s velikom radošću njemu i Parvati odao poštovanje.
He said, "Thank you, Lord Shiva, that you have instructed me."
Rekao je, gospodine Shiva, hvala ti što si mi dao upute.
Now I will go to Vaikuntha.
Sad ću otići na Vaikuntha.
Which is beyond the reach of the mind and the words.
Koje nadilazi moć govora i uma.
Yeah. It's very difficult to describe you now, to go now further.
Sada je vrlo teško pokrenuti dalje.
Because what we will hear now is really beyond anything which we can think and anything we can talk about.
Jer ono što ćemo sada, o čemu ćemo sada govoriti, nadilazi svaku moć toga da to zamislimo, pa čak da o tome pravilno govorimo.
Sanatana Goswami says there's only one thing that those who are liberated already, when they hear about this Vaikuntha, they become so attracted that they want to give up their liberation as if it is the most insignificant toy and go to Vaikuntha.
Sanatana Goswami je u vezi s tim rekao da čak i one osobe koje su oslobođene, kada čuju opise Vaikunte, svoje oslobođenje jednostavno žele odbaciti kao da je nekakva beskorisna igračka, samo da bi i oni mogli doći do Vaikunte.
In Vaikuntha there are palaces.
Na Vaikunti postoje palače.
And there are trees.
I stabla.
But if you could just try to imagine, everything looks as if it is condensed moonlight.
Ne znam, možete li to zamisliti, ali sve nalikuje zgusnutoj mjesečini.
Have you, I mean, for sure, we all know how beautiful the moon looks when there are no clouds in the night.
Sigurno svatko od nas zna kako prekrasno izgleda mjesec kada noću nema oblaka na nebu.
Imagine this type of color or this type of material, moon rays, but in a condensed form.
Samo zamislite takav, takvo neko svjetlo ili takav materijal koji nalikuje mjesečini u njenom zgusnutom obliku.
This is how the Vaikuntha world looks.
I tako izgleda svijet na Vaikuntha.
But interestingly enough, it's not just only one silver color, but it's all the colors are there and more.
Međutim, zanimljivo je da ne postoji samo ta jedna srebrnkasta boja, već postoje sve boje koje postoje u ovom svijetu, pa čak ih ima i više.
When the aircraft landed before the gates of Vaikuntha, the Vishnu Dutas said to Gop Kumar, "Please wait for a moment."
Kada je letjelica sletjela pred kapije Vaikunte, Vishnu Dutas su rekle Gop Kumaru, "Molim te, pričekaj malo ovdje."
We have to go in first and see if we can make an appointment with you at the lotus feet of Lord Narayan.
Prvo moramo ući i vidjeti možemo li zakazati da dođeš pred lotosova stopala gospodara Vaikunte.
Kumar said, "Okay." And he sat down and waited when all of a sudden he saw an airplane which looked like a swan coming towards the gates of Vaikuntha.
Gop Kumar je rekao, "U redu, te je sjeo kako bi čekao." Dok je tako sjedio, odjedanput je ugledao letjelicu u obliku jednog ogromnog labuda koji je upravo tamo doletio.
And on the airplane he saw someone who looked like the supreme personality of Godhead Narayan.
I na letjelici je ugledao osobu koja je nalikovala svevišnjoj božanskoj osobi Narayani.
And he began to immediately praise him.
I odmah ga je počeo slaviti.
"You are Lord Narayan.
Ti si gospodin Narayana.
From you this world emanates."
Iz tebe emanira čitav svijet.
But the person said, "Stop, stop, stop."
No, osoba je začepila uši i vikala, "Stani, stani, stani."
"I am his servant only."
Ja sam tek njegov sluga.
and he went in to see Lord Narayan.
I potom je ušao kako bi vidio gospodina Narayana.
Then he saw a second person.
Potom je vidio jednu drugu osobu.
Who looked even more beautiful than the first one.
Koja je izgledala još ljepše od prve.
And he again he began to chant all the mantras about Lord Narayan which he knew.
I ponovo je počeo izgovarati sve mantre gospodinu Narayanu. Orati sve mantre gospodinu Narayani koje je znao.
But again that person said, please stop.
No, ta osoba je ponovo rekla, molim te, stani.
I am not Lord Narayan.
Ja nisam gospodin Narayana.
Now, my dear devotees, how will you recognize Lord Narayan?
Dragi moji bratje, kako ćete vi prepoznati gospodina Narayanu?
What do you think distinguishes Lord Narayan from his servants?
Što, po čemu se gospodin Narayana razlikuje od svojih slugu?
Gopkumar couldn't, they all had four arms.
Svi su imali četiri ruke.
Helmets.
Šljemove.
And so on.
I tako dalje.
Ja. Please, Srivas, the sign of Srivas. Srivatsa.
On ima znak Srivatsa.
Yeah. And the Kaustubha jewel.
I nosi dragulj Kaustubhu.
Let me just paint to you the sign of Srivatsa so that you can see it one time in your life.
Sad ćemo vam nacrtati kako izgleda taj znak Srivatsa da ga vidite barem jednom u životu.
It's composed of a very, very fine hair, line of hairs on the chest of the Supreme Personality of Godhead.
Čini ga jedan vrlo fini niz tlačica na prsima gospodina Narayane.
And it has three and a half circles.
I tvore ga tri i pol kruga. Poput ovoga.
But much nicer.
Ali puno ljepše.
And the Kaustubha jewel.
A dragulj Kaustubha.
From this Kaustubha jewel it is said all the living entities emanate.
Rečeno je da iz tog dragulja emaniraju sva živa bića.
It has the shape of a calf.
On ima oblik teleta.
And it is ruby red.
I crven je kao rubin.
Yes. Rubin. So then finally so the Vishnu Duta said these two things you need to know. This is how you otherwise Lord Narayan looks similar to his servants.
I Vishnu Duta su onda rekli moraš znati kako prema tim oznakama možeš razlikovati gospodina Višnua jer on inače nalikuje svojim slugama.
They instructed him.
I tako su mu tako sluga poučili u tome.
Yes. Then he was guided through all the gates of Vaikuntha.
Tada su ga proveli kroz sve kapije Vaikunte.
And he then saw on a golden throne in the midst of a beautiful large hall, you know, first going through let me start again. He went through the different gates and there were different wonderful gatekeepers.
Tako je on prolazio kroz različite kapije na kojima su stajali prekrasni čuvari.
One brought him to the next, that person brought him to the next.
Jedan ga je odveo do drugog, a taj drugi do sljedećeg.
He understood no one can enter Vaikuntha who is not qualified. I mean, you can't just pass these guards.
I shvatio je da niti jedna nekvalificirana osoba ne može ući u Vaikuntu jer ne može proći pored tih čuvara.
Then he went through this beautiful sight and he saw this wonderful palace.
Tada je prošao prekrasnim krajolikom i ugledao jednu preljepu palaču.
And in the palace in a huge hall, which was made, there were pillars of different very nice metals. He saw finally on a golden Singhasan, a throne, the Lord of Vaikuntha with his associate Lakshmi Devi.
Prolazeći kroz tu palaču, ugledao je prekrasne stupove od različitih kovina, sve dok na kraju nije stigao do zlatnog prijestolja na kojem je sjedio gospodin Narayana sa svojim pratiljem Lakshmi Devi.
I will read to you in a moment how he actually looked, but before we must purify our consciousness.
Za koji trenutak pročitat ću vam kako je on izgledao, no prije toga moramo pročistiti svoju svjesnost.
I want to chant with all of you a very powerful mantra which brings you into the mood of Lord Narayan.
Želim s vama otpjevati jednu vrlo moćnu mantru koja će vas dovesti u to raspoloženje gospodina Narayane.
We will go now together into an Indian temple, South Indian temple.
Sada ćemo skupa poći u jedan južnoindijski hram.
We have to. This is huge buildings made of granite.
To su ogromne građevine sačinjene od granita.
And on the altar we will see Lord Narayan.
Na oltaru vidjet ćemo gospodina Narayana.
And we will chant together with the priest the mantra in glorification of him.
I sa svećenikom ćemo izgovarati mantre kako bismo ga slavili.
Because if this is the Vaikuntha mood, you have to sit properly.
S obzirom da je ovo raspoloženje Vaikuntha, morate pravilno sjediti.
You have to take your hands and fold them.
Morate sklopiti ruke.
Like in the Gurukul.
Kao u Gurukuli.
And okay. Just kind of. Close the eyes and chant along.
Zatvorite oči i mantrite s njima.
More beautiful than fresh clouds.
Ljepota gospodina Narajane nadilazila je ljepotu mladih oblaka.
He has many gold ornaments.
Na sebi nosi razne zlatne ukrase.
Which are studded with jewels, and he has wonderful garments, garlands, and chandan on his face and body.
Njegovi su ukrasi na njegovim ukrasima postoje razni dragulji i ukrašen je raznim vijencima cvijeća.
His broad forearms are decorated with amulets and rings.
Njegove su snažne ruke okićene narukvicama i smaragdima i prstenjem.
And he has beautiful earrings, and the light of these earrings dances on his cheeks.
Ima prekrasne naušnice čije svjetlo pleše na njegovim obrazima.
On the chest he has the kastuba jewel.
Na prsima nosi dragulj kastubu.
And around his conch-like neck hangs a pearl garland.
A oko njegovog vrata nalik na školjku visi biserni vijenac.
Nectar seems to come out of his face.
Čini se da nektar lije iz njegovog lica.
And his eyes look like blossoming lotus flowers.
A njegove oči nalikuju procvalim lotosima.
His eyes dance.
Njegove oči plešu.
And he gives so much mercy to his devotees.
I pruža mnogo milosti svojim baktama.
To his left is Lakshmi Devi, who always gives him betel nuts.
S njegove lijeve strane nalazi se Lakshmi Devi, koja mu uvijek pruža betelove orahe.
He chews upon them, and his smile is like dazzling light which mixes with the light of his teeth.
On ih žvače i dok se smije, čini se da mu taj osmih blista još više ukrašen njegovim predivnim zubima.
Around him stand the personified forms of his different weapons.
Oko njega stoje likovi otjelovljenih njegovih oružja.
For instance, Sudarshan Chakra, his fire wheel, and all of them have their specific signs on their forehead.
To je na primjer Sudarshan Chakra, njegov plameni disk, i svaki od njih nosi na čelu znak toga koje oružje predstavlja.
Narada Muni is there and plays his veena.
Tamo se nalazi Narada Muni koji svira na svojoj vini.
Gop Kumar becomes so filled of ecstasy.
Gop Kumar postaje tako preplavljen zanosom.
Hey Gopal, he shouts.
On viče, hey Gopal.
That's the lord of his mantra.
Jer to je gospodar njegove mantre.
He takes his flute and makes a concert.
On izvlači svoju flautu i počinje svirati na njoj.
And he runs to the lord of his heart.
I trči do gospodara svog srca.
But before he reaches him, he falls down unconscious.
No, prije nego što ga dostigne, pada u nesvijest.
And next moment he finds himself awake, and the Vishnu Dutta say, hey cowherd boy, not hey Gopal, just chant some Vedic hymns, be a little respectful.
Kada se vrati u svijesti, vidio kako ga okružuju Vishnu Dutte i govore mu, o ti dječiće pastire, ne možeš mu reći hey Gopal, jednostavno trebaš biti ispunjen poštovanjem i izgovarati vedske hvalospjeve.
And your flute is not the right instrument in which you glorify the lord of everything that is. It's so provincial. You know, little Kamalikulduni.
I oni su mi rekli, tvoja flauta nije prikladno glazbolo kojim ćeš slaviti gospodara Vajkunte. Ona je malo previše provincijalna. Treba ti više kulture.
Yes, više kulture. Yes. But Narayan is mysteriously very happy about this unusual newcomer.
Međutim, vrlo misteriozno, Narayana je jako sretan sa tom pridošlicom.
And he says to him, be peaceful now.
I govori mu, budi sada miran.
And he says two times, dobro došli, dobro došli.
I dva puta on govori, welcome, welcome.
Želim ti sve najbolje.
I wish you all the best.
I was so eager to see you for a long time.
Tako sam te žarko želio vidjeti dugo vremena.
It is my great luck that you have finally come today to me.
I moja je velika sreća da si mi danas konačno došao.
Every day I was hoping to see you back here.
Svakog sam dana očekivao da ću te ponovo ovdje vidjeti.
And this hope was so strong that I danced.
I ova je nada bila tako snažna da sam plesao.
But you didn't come.
Ali ti nisi dolazio.
You wasted your time in the material world.
Tratio si svoje vrijeme u materijalnom svijetu.
Finally.
Napokon.
I could not wait any longer.
Više nisam mogao čekati.
And I broke all the principles of karma.
Te sam jednostavno prekršio sva načela karme.
In this way I arranged that you would take somehow a birth near Govardhan.
I tako sam aranžirao da se nekako rodiš u blizini Govardhana.
Then I personally came to you in the form of Jayanta, your guru.
Tada sam ti osobno došao u obliku Jayante, tvog gurua.
Finally today you have given me happiness.
Danas si me napokon usrećio.
Play a little on your flute, please.
Molim te, sviraj malo na svojoj flauti.
And Gop Kumar really went into it. So, I think we should pause for one moment here.
Mislim da bi trebalo napraviti kratku stanku.
Did you listen to what Narayan told him?
Jeste li slušali što mu je Narayana govorio?
He had said, I waited for you.
On mu rekao, čekao sam te.
But you did not come.
Ali ti nisi dolazio.
Finally, I had to make an arrangement.
I na posljedku sam morao napraviti takav aranžman.
And I came as your own spiritual master Jayanta to you.
Te sam ti prišao u obliku tvog duhovnog učitelja Jayante.
Gave you the information you needed.
I dao sam ti podatke koje su ti trebali.
Gop Kumar is in ecstasy.
Gop Kumar je bio u zanosu.
This is what it means when we say Srila Prabhupada is the representative of the Supreme Personality of Godhead.
To je ono što mislimo kad kažemo da je Srila Prabhupada predstavnik svevišnje božanske osobe.
Now at this moment, of course, we will have a lot of questions.
Na ovom trenutku sigurno ćemo imati puno pitanja.
About guru, about the arrangements of Krishna.
O guru, o krišninim aranžmanima.
About our own life.
O našem vlastitom životu.
But I feel it is not yet time to ask these questions and answer them.